For HKX, mobile.
HKK, how you doing today?
Good, Jerry. How about yourself?
It's kind of buggy out there today. We just got back from Greenville. Been over there most of the morning and got a little something to eat and just walked back in the house.
It's muggy out here today. Not quite as bad as yesterday yet, but if that sun keeps shining through, I'm sure it will be shortly.
It's the truth. I gotta take my Honda Civic in. I got the kink engine light on.
But all I heard was you got to take your Honda Civic in. It's got the check engine light on.
Okay, I didn't know. I just said there was a. I said it might have been where we put the premium gas in a week or so ago. Might have something to do with fuel sensor. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, they're designed to run on 87 octane, most of those, I do believe.
We're turning down to about 4 or 5 watts, Patrick. Am I getting any better now?
Oh, yeah, you're good and clear now.
It was. When I put it on the power, my rental battery, I could use it, run it for about 5 watts, but when I put it on the power supply, I can run it up to 10. Yeah, that could be it. I'm not sure. We had any trouble with it. And we've been servicing it. But, you know, we don't put a lot of miles on that car. It's a 2005, so we don't change. We just change the oil. We don't change the oil based on the mileage. We just do it based on the age.
Good thing to do. Most cars are recommended at least every 6 months, whether you meet the mileage or not.
Try to do. We had a, it's probably been more like a close to 8 or 9 months, I guess, maybe a little longer than that. We just couldn't get in appointments to get some of the stuff changed until recently when things started opening back up again. And the Honda place here in town, they were backed up for two and a half weeks, I think, on most things. And I'm not sure they got that many people getting out. I think it was that pre-Memorial Day and pre-July 4th thing going on, though. People getting ready to travel.
We got a lot to do with it. Now the kids are out of school, everybody's burning that vacation and that money that was burning a hole in their pocket.
The truth, I'm sure it is. The daughter's got church camp this week, so they, I mean, well, she goes to after school thing up here anyway in Greenville, and they got they're going to Table Rock, I think, either tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and then she and my grandson and daughter and my wife are all going up to Biltmore on Friday. And I'm going to go up there and do a little bit of walk around and go grab something to eat just to get out for a while. I don't know whether the weather's going to go along with it tonight. It'll look like maybe some thunderstorms later on in the afternoon.
They've changed it last night when I was looking. It's like a 70% chance of thunderstorms every afternoon up there at the house the rest of this week.
Well, you been busy today?
Steady, but sales have been down. Same thing. Guys not at work or on vacation, you know, that kind of thing. So it's normal this time of year after a holiday and school gets out, though.
Right back up after the 4th. It usually does. We do a lot of business. People just don't do a lot of buying. You know, they're vacationing or doing other things this time of year. But people buy new cars from about Memorial Day to the 4th of July. I think that's a pretty good time of year for people to start buying. Some of the new models are coming out now. And I think that business is pretty good. Evidently, the Honda place here must be doing that good. It just don't have the people to handle the amount of traffic they got.
probably nailed it on the head with the last one because pretty much every shop is looking for help and can't find it. Guys are coming in here barely qualified for oil change and wanting eight technician pay, and it just ain't gonna happen. You're gonna have to put your time in and tenure and get your education.
Patrick, are they taking other jobs or not going back to work, or what's going on, do you think?
Well, I think some of them are taking other jobs because you got other industries offering bigger money for per hour, and with auto mechanics, it's all flat rate, or most of it's flat rate. And they're afraid to get out there and earn their living.
I got you. There's a shop down here we dealt with a few years. The guy that ran, he retired several years ago and changed hands, and the guy came in. I don't think he was quite as good now. They got a different guy there now about 2 or 3 years ago. He seems to be pretty knowledgeable. They're all ASC guys down there. They seem to do good work, and they're reasonable. And one thing I like about them, it's just hard to, they're just kind of on the upside of town for me. It's hard to get in there and get an appointment sometimes. But they added some technicians evidently, and so we've been real happy. They just don't do the things that don't need to be done. And I know you're familiar with all that stuff. There's the dealership, service, that's a profit center for them.
Call that the toilet bowl flush. The 30K, 60K, power steering flush, brake flush, fuel system, decarb, all that stuff. Yeah, I used to call that the toilet bowl flush.
I tell you, I had a guy tell me, let's see, it must have been last time I took the Civic in last year, but just to get an oil change. He said, you probably need to get your brake, it either was power steering fluid or brake fluid. Power steering fluid. I said, what in the world are you talking about? I said, they got a leak in it? He said, well, no, but yeah. I said, all that stuff is just serves as hydraulics. That's all it does. It don't go anywhere. It don't do anything other than just make the stuff operate. And then he was talking about brake fluid. I said, well, let me see the reading on it so you can tell me whether it's gone or not. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, you know what I'm talking about. He said, well, it really doesn't need it right now. I said, I didn't think so. They just do it as a mandatory thing to try to convince somebody to do that. Even check and see if the fluid broken down or not.
The manufacturer had a maintenance schedule, and, 50,000 miles for this fluid, 100,000 miles for this. And that's all they went off of was mileage and time and no history of it. Well, we'd catch guys all the time trying to sell that stuff, and it was obvious it'd been serviced at another shop because you could just tell the coolant's fresh and green, brand new coolant, and they're still trying to sell a coolant flush. So, yeah, I've dealt with that. KO4 HKX Friday.
KJC. Yeah, luckily, like I said, a guy that ran this other shop, I learned a lot from him. When the Camrys first came out in 92, we had a Camry, Toyota Camry, and they had developed one of those leaks that they developed from time to time, and the guy at this particular shop said, we really don't have the equipment to do it. He sent me to another guy in town that specializes in that sort of thing. He did it, and he was reasonably priced, and something came up, and I had to, it might have been a battery or something, and I had to get the battery, and I had to go up to the Toyota dealership here in town. They said, you need to get that, we need somebody, you got an oil leak, somewhere in there, like in the head gasket or something like that. I don't remember exactly where it was back. It was one of those deals where you about had to pull the motor out there. I said, you sure that's a leak? He said, yeah, it is. And I called my buddy up. He said, they did what? I said, they used to work for it. He said, yeah. He said, they probably saw a spot or two oil left on that. He said, that thing's already been fixed. He said, they just saw the dot or two oil. He said, you could have spilled it when you're checking the oil yourself, but it was just comical. We don't take it. We don't, my son's got a Toyota pickup. He didn't let that thing even get close to that dealership here down after that deal.
the dealerships, that's what they want, and that's what that QI sheet is. They make you fill out on every car when I was working there. That's all they were doing with it, was trying to track everything and trying to push sales of things that didn't need it. So, but you'd get penalized if you didn't fill it out. So I always filled it out, but I never lied on it. I would just flat right on there. It don't need it.
The dealer serviced mine while the warranty's in effect. And then after that, I take it to this other guy. Because basically, I said it's just oil changes. Every once in a while, you'll find a bad compressor or then they visually check it. And nowadays, since most of these cars don't have belts on them anymore, they got chain, time to change. You still have to watch those, though, because they'll wear it just like anything else will. But there's so many things on that. There's most of the electronics now, from what I can tell, that are failing, and a lot of stuff is cheaper just to get somewhere else and have them replace it rather than let them try to fix it and charge you $2,000 for a problem with a radio or something like that. There's so many sensors on them now that it's really, I mean, you kind of between a rock and a hard place, and, you know, finding a good, honest, mechanic somewhere or shop that's got the right machinery to test it with, and they don't get what oil changes, but they make an honest living doing it. That's getting harder and harder to find.
You're telling me I walk in these shops with blinders on so I don't pay attention just because of that reason?
That Greenwood does pretty good work. If I needed to have something major done, I'd probably let him do it. He's an independent guy, or he's the guy here in town, but if there's something they may or may not be able to do, the deal is just looking at sensors and oil changes and that sort of thing. They had about to rebuild the front end of the son's truck, and suddenly the ball door just gave out on him. That thing's 20 years old. He said, well, I said, what do you think y'all did? I said, well, I think y'all got, I said, it's 20 years old. It don't look so hot, but it still runs. I said, it's Toyota. It runs probably from now on if you keep oil change in it, that sort of stuff. They replaced, both ball joints and everything. It caused probably the trouble for us. But I told him, I said, the guy that had the shop, he said, it'll run to 150,000 miles probably. I said, it could. I said, I don't know. I said, but it beats the payment right now, especially the fact you keep buying these trucks for sale now.
But Jerry, I'm going to have to hop out of here. I got my last customer for today. I'm going to go in here and see if they need anything, and then I'm going to head up the mountain. If you're going to be around a little bit, I'll give you a shout when I get out of here. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick, you sell them something, young man, and I don't know whether I'll be up here then or not, but if not, have a safe trip home and enjoy your afternoon. M4DGC clear.